Bob.
Yes.
I talked to Dick Russell, just called me, which is rather unusual for him to ever call. Said he wanted to tell me he was putting out a statement he's going to investigate us for this poor equipment bit now.
Yeah.
I said there's not a damn word of truth in it. We've already investigated. I asked McNamara 5 minutes after I saw it. He said, well, maybe McNamara doesn't know. And I said, well, McNamara talked to the generals. They, you know, they got the first call.
Yeah.
Well, he said, the generals don't know. We've been bragging a lot about modernizing the army, and now we got this damned old equipment. I said, Dick, we can't win this way. Every day you're investigating us about something and just giving us hell, and the government can't run if we spend all of our time fighting. I'll get McNamara to get you positive assurance on this equipment.
Yeah.
So he said, well, that's not necessary. I just won't issue a statement, then I'll go on.
Let him issue the statement, Mr. President. I took the precaution this afternoon, having 35 newsmen in my office, and I told, and we went into the equipment in considerable detail. I don't think anything will develop in the next 2 or 3 days as a result. I set a backfire burning on it. We had General Bradley, who was the chief of materiel of the Air Force, just come back from there and absolutely certified there's no shortage of Air Force materiel. We sent the cable out Saturday, and with a reply due in tonight on all the rest of it. Buzz Wheeler testified today before the House Subcommittee and Appropriations Mayans Committee. There's absolutely no shortage. So I think we can build the evidence, and I don't think his statement by itself will cause too much.
Well, I've got him off of it now.
Very good.
We'll just leave it on.
Very good.